Hey, my pecker. What in the blue? Oh, tonight meets the goal of the day.
Don't let that fella in the front row of that line anymore.
You remember that. Wait for me. Trotter and his orchestra, the Little Bears, and Bing's guest, Rudolph Smallhopper, Evelyn Knight, and George Burns of Burns and Allen. And now we bring you Bing of Bing and Crosby.
Thank you, Ken, of Ken and Carpenter, for that scintillating introduction. So friendly, so well thought out.
Well, I'm glad you like it, Bing. Takes a great deal of time and effort to think these things up.
You're kidding.
No, you realize I didn't sleep a wink last night.
Well, thinking up that introduction couldn't have kept you awake.
Yeah?
Super chief must run right by your bedroom window.
Oh.
While we're on the subject of trains, just put that line.
The
guy that wrote that line is true. As of... There'll be heads falling Monday, won't there? But speaking of trains, that's why we had it. We had to get into the train idea. All these things dovetail, they all work in. It's a well-knitted program. Speaking of things, I think it'll be a good idea for the Red Mayors and Mr. Trotter to join me in a song about the most important choo-choo, the Freedom Song. For the state of Alabama,
this song is the same song where the
engineers are moving. Here comes that freedom bell. You better hurry down. Just like a tall river, down into your hometown. Inside the freedom train, you'll find a precious place. Those words of liberty, documents of greatest grace. You can shout your anger from the steeple. You can shoot the system full of holes. You can always question we the people. You can get your answer at the polls.
That's how it's always been, and how it will remain. As long as all of us keep riding on the freedom train. You can write the president a letter. You can even tell him to his face. If you think that you can do it better, get the vote and you can take his place.
Here comes that freedom train. You better hurry down. Just like all of it come into your hometown.
You can make a larger girl
day. You can shout your anger to the crowd. We may disagree with what you're saying,
but we'll fight to make you say it loud. How it's always been, and how it will remain. As long as all of us keep fighting, right on the freedom train.
Ken.
You know, another thing that keeps me awake nights.
There's something besides worrying over my introductions that's disturbing you, son?
Yes, Bing. A lot of nights I toss and turn for hours, wondering how to make my Philco commercials interesting enough to keep the listeners away.
Why, with a wonderful product like Philco, all those different models, each more attractive than the other.
Good.
Philco's new features, you've got a million great ideas to keep them away.
Well, thank you, Bing. That takes the load off my mind.
I'm glad you're all relaxed, Ken. You may now take a short nap.
Oh, no. I'd love to take a short commercial.
Have it your way, Ken, but make it good, or I'll take a short nap.
Well, Ben, you couldn't take 40 winks before I finished this one. Besides, those new Philco radio phonographs really make it worthwhile staying awake night. With Philco's great table model automatics, you can sit snug at home these winter evenings and dial the whole world of radio entertainment. A stack a dozen of your records on Philco's super smooth changer and relax with a solid half hour of music. Either way, you're set for the finest tone and performance you ever heard from a table model radio phonograph. Ask your Philco dealer now for the newest thing in radio phonograph from Philco, the leader.
There was musical evidence tending to demonstrate that even when the fish is caught, he still ain't in the creel. I still get jealous.
I still get jealous when they look at me. I may not show it, but I do. It's more than I can bear when they start to stare. I guess they think you're too good to be true. I still get jealous when we kiss goodnight. Unless you hold me extra tight. And if I know a secret you didn't know I knew, I still get jealous 'cause it pleases you.
It's guest time now, and folks, here's a personality that you've been waiting for. The much talked of, the often heralded, the famous star of stage, screen, and radio, Mr. Rudolph Smallhopper.
Well, thank you very much, James, but my name is Evelyn Knight.
Oh, Evelyn, pardon me. Evelyn, I'm sorry about that introduction. You see, I just read what's on the paper here, and I never look up to see who's standing off the other side of the mic.
It's all right, Jimmy.
Well, do you mind if I take a look now? You are definitely not Smallhopper.
Then who is this Rudolph Smallhopper?
Never mind Smallhopper, Evelyn. Let's talk about you. After all, Evelyn, I've heard you on the Tony Martin Show, and I want to tell you that Evelyn, you have a great style and a lovely voice. You want to do a number for us?
Well, then I thought that
What does it say here? Oh, yes, you're going to sing Betsy.
Betsy.
Evelyn, Mr. Trotter, and his string ensemble are at your disposal. And sing.
Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy, my fair pillow. Slender and pale, your mellow is slow. All decked out in lustre and ribbons and rings. You're just like an angel on the square. Where are you in? Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy. Let's change your name and say the same. And care will never find us. Oh, Betsy, sweet Betsy. We'll hit the beat of fame, you'll be in the mood well behind us with the sound. There's love in them hills far away. Won't be tired. Just the way people get to me. Down by the way, they look just right outside the sight of tonight. The old circuit rider will be just as nice. His flight for half price and bring his own bag of rice. We'll do the same and happy ways with Philly dogs and hot. gotta swear, how do you? The cousins got dozens of presents for you. After all, I wish in my other time that we've got to make it with them. You can done with the time. There's love in the world.
Betsy was very jolly indeed. You know, ladies and gentlemen, they say behind every great man you'll find a woman. However, the tables have been turned on us tonight, for our next guest is the man behind the great woman. The woman, Gracie Allen, and the man, our distinguished visitor, George Burns. What's the idea of that red shirt, no necktie? Kind of a wardrobe is that? I think it was a gag, but you look rather grim. What's up?
Well, Bing, I decided to become a singer.
Well, this is grim. Really grim. But, George, tell me, what are you doing on a radio program without Gracie?
Bing, I'm tired of being introduced as the man behind the woman. I want to go out and make a name for myself.
As a singer?
Yes.
I didn't know you were a vocalist.
Sure. I introduced a lot of hits. Remember Tiger Girl?
Oh, yes, sure. Tiger Girl, don't bite my ear. I didn't know that was introduced by George Burns.
That's right.
Is it? Oh, I remember that.
Yes, I sang that when I was Goldie of Goldie, Fields, and Clyde. And another hit I introduced was I'm Tying the Leaves So That They Won't Fall Down.
Clever. Saves a lot of raking.
That was when I finally did an act, Burns and Gallery.
Burns and Gary?
I was Gary.
George, just...
You don't have to worry about my voice, Bing.
It's all right?
You know, yes. In fact, this afternoon, I went out and made a record.
You went out and made a record?
Mm-hmm. That's what I came over to see you about tonight. I want you to do me a little favor.
What?
I want you to put a song on the other side.
But, George, I'm a friend of yours, and I have...
Friendship has nothing to do with it. This is the business deal. I'm willing to give you half.
That's a very tempting offer, George, but I feel terrible cutting myself in on your record. I'm
getting in nothing. With me, a deal is a deal. They never listen to your side, you still get half.
Well, George, as tempting as this proposal appears,
this record has got to be a success. I want to show Gracie I can go out and make good on my own with your help.
You don't have to prove anything to Gracie, Georgie. You've been together for 18 years. I don't understand why now, all of a sudden, you want to go out on your own.
I'm tired of being a fool.
You're not a fool.
Tired of being Gracie Allen's helper.
But, George, you don't help her.
Who?
I mean, you're more than a helper. You and Gracie are a team. You go together like ham and egg.
Ham and egg?
Yes, and believe me, that Gracie sure is a good egg. She's a great little comedian.
I know she's great. But it's me I'm thinking about. I'd like to be great, too. How do you think I feel when I walk into the Derby and see great comedians like Jack Benny, Red Skelton, and Jimmy Durandis? There they are, sitting together at the table and having laughs. And who do I sit with? Bud Abbott, Ida Canter, and Zeppo Mark.
Make room for Hope. He wants to sit.
George, just a complex review.
You're a big star. People in show business appreciate you.
Well, it's nice of you to say that, but you're just trying to be kind.
Well, don't go by me. We'll leave it to some of the fellas. Here's Ken. Come here.
Yes, sir.
Ken, I want you to meet a great performer. Surely you know George Burns. Very popular figure in radio.
George Burns?
Yeah.
Well, I know a Willie Burns, and he's in radio.
Well, I'm not Willie Burns. He's my brother.
Oh, so you're Willie's brother.
Yes, and I happen to be in radio, too.
Well, how nice. Well, you know, that's just like that, Willie, getting a brother in.
Look, Ken, I should have briefed you a little on this. This is George Burns of the famous radio team, don't you know?
Burns, oh, of course. Well, Mr. Burns, I'm terribly sorry I didn't place you, but please understand, I'm just an announcer.
He's so busy concentrating on Circle that he really doesn't get around too much, you know. Suppose he talks to John Scott Proud. Now, there's a man, John, but he really mingles and
well,
go, John.
Goodbye, Mr. Burns. I'm sorry I wasn't quite on my toes.
Oh, that's all right. I didn't come over to see a ballet.
Got Willie's sense of humor.
John, come here a minute. I'd like to introduce you to one of your favorite people. I want you to meet George Burns.
This is a real pleasure, Mr. Burns. I've always been a fan of yours.
Oh, you have?
Sure. Everyone in show business knows how you discovered Gracie Allen, how you planned and guided her career.
Really?
In fact, Mr. Burns, you're Gracie Allen's brain.
Where'd the other guy go?
I think I'd rather have him back.
John, knowing how you admire Burns and Allen, I imagine you're disappointed to hear that George is leaving Grace if he was brought on his own.
I'll say. What do you want to do a thing like that for, George?
Well, it's a matter of pride, John. After all, how would you feel hiding behind a woman?
I don't think I could do it, Mr. Burns. How about Adler, Weil, and Herman?
Well, I'm not going to do it any longer either. Ben, I'm determined to have a singing career.
Well, George, I've postponed this as long as possible. How about giving this a sample?
And it's forever all by myself. And it's forever all by myself.
Very good, George. Sounds all right.
George,
we just wanted a sample, not the large economy size.
You know, the orchestra could have sneaked in behind you there.
They just sneaked out.
Well, now you've heard me sing. What do you think?
You think
my voice would stand up alongside of other singers?
George, just that little bit that you did tonight would wipe that smile off Jack Smith's face.
No kidding.
You really like my voice?
George, believe me, I've never heard such passion.
Gracie calls me Sugar Throat.
Sugar throat?
Yeah.
I thought I detected a little lump here.
With that voice, you ought to go out and get your own radio program.
You mean like yours?
What do you mean like mine? Haven't you got any ambition? I'm all right with the rocking chair and the bustle set, but you've got romance.
Why, compared to you, I'm just a wadded bubblegum that's lost its snap.
With a little help from Ken and John, I'll show you the type of program you should do.
Sugar throat.
The makers of Lady Ashbourne's Incense, the incense that kind your nose, presents The Hour of Love.
And now, once again, we present The Hour of Love. Ah, love. There's the love of a dog for his master. There's the love of a flower that smells. There's the love that a fellow named Orson has for a fellow named Wells. There's the love of a wheel for a tire. There's the love for which everyone yearns. But the love that sets women on fire is their lover boy, Sugar Throat Burns.
Good evening, ladies. Forget your worries. Forget your cares. Forget your husband. It's time to relax. Sit back on your stage and lounge. This is Sugar Throat Burns coming into your living room, into your dining room, into your... Oh, I beg your pardon. And now for my first song. Are you listening, ladies?
Thank you, and good night, sir.
I didn't sing yet.
I know, George. I just wanted to give the folks an idea of the kind of a program you would do as a singer.
But I'd like to do my duty. Can I borrow Trotter's piano player and do my song?
Piano player? George, if you're going to do a solo, let's do it right. Let's do it big.
Yeah, production, huh?
Certainly. The rhythm is John Scott and the orchestra. In fact, our complete vocal and musical facilities are at your disposal.
Well, didn't I wanted to sing It Might As Well Be Spring? Does everybody know it?
Sure.
Not too tough for you, is it?
No, we'll muddle through it somehow, Sugar Throat.
Gosh, I hope Gracie's listening in. Okay, boys. One, two.
I'm as restless as a
willow in a windstorm.
He says that he has spring fever, but it isn't even spring. Oh, I'm starry-eyed and
baby.
Oh, why should he have spring fever when it isn't even spring? I keep wishing my own. Hearing words that he has never heard from a girl he's yet to meet.
I'm as busy as a
fire coal.
Well, he hasn't seen a crocus or a rosebud. Or the robin on the wing. But I feel so
good.
It might as well be.
Certainly great.
You like my voice, didn't you?
Certainly.
It's romantic, isn't it?
Yes.
I could have my own radio program, shouldn't I?
Sure.
I think on it.
Sure, I know. No. Not at all, George. No. Absolutely not.
Look, forget it, Ben. I thought you'd help us all out. I wanted to make it on my own, and you don't want to help me.
You're wrong, George. This program's whole purpose is to help people who are interested in entertainment.
And you mean you will put a song on the other side of the record?
George, our point is to help people who listen to entertainment. We want them to know everything sounds better on Philco.
Even my song?
George, with the scratch eliminator, you'd never know it was playing. The Philco man stands here ready, willing, and able to do it all.
Well, Ben Philco's got a special department that goes into the whole thing thoroughly when it comes to better radio listening. And you can say that again when it comes to playing records. Thanks to the research program of the Philco Laboratories, recorded music is hitting a new high for 1948. Take a listen to any of your favorite platters on Philco's great 1270 radio phonograph, and you'll hear the difference. Give your broadcasting studio quality at home with Philco's new kind of tone on the patented dynamic reproducer. And no hiss, no squeak, no scratch. Thanks to Philco's electronic scratch eliminator. This new device from the Philco Laboratories separates record scratch and needle noise from the music and keeps the noise out electronically. What's left is all music against a background of blissful silence. Any Philco you buy is backed for the same kind of research, plus all the other resources of the world's largest radio manufacturer, Philco, famous for quality the world over.
From Paramount's smart drawing room comedy, The Road to Rio, here's a number that might ring the door to L'Amour while Master Hope bites his nails. In sick tempo, of course.
Love is funny, or it's sad. Or it's quiet, or it's mad. It's a good thing, or it's bad. But beautiful to take a chance. And if you fall, you fall. And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful, or it's gay. It's a problem, or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful, and I'm thinking, if you were mine, I'd never let you go. And that would be but beautiful, I know.
Before stepping on into the cool, brisk January smog, I would like to thank Evelyn Knight for adding charm to the festivities tonight, and I'd also like to thank George Burns for his splendid theme.
You hear that, Ben?
George, I certainly enjoyed our little visit.
It's been so much fun, and I feel personally obligated to you, Maxwell House Coffee. Nice and dear, Chuck.
Oh, that's a chat, Ben. It was a pleasure. You have a radio program. I came over on your program, so maybe instead of a check, we'll make an exchange deal.
That sounds very fair. Next week, I'll send Dixie over to your program.
So
would we. That gal just won't do radio. She's waiting until it's permanent, I think.
Well, she's got four good reasons to stay at home.
Hey, by the way, who could guess next week?
Well, Smallhopper may show up, and besides that, we have a very charming lady.
Who's that?
Gracie Allen.
Oh, very clever girl.
Hey. Say, Ben, is it all right if I come with Jason?
Okay, George, but remember,
no singing. Fine way to treat a great voice. Good night.
Good night, George. Good night, folks, and thank you very much.
Produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Del Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Evelyn Knight can be heard regularly on the Texaco Show. Send the Philco Radio Time next week and hear John Scapstrotter and his orchestra, the Rhythm Ayers and Bing's guests, Gracie Allen and Rudolph Smohopper, who's not to be confused with George Burns. And for tops in radio listening all the time, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.